Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First, when complaints are made, when there's a question of behaviour or the standards within the party, I make no apology to anyone for insisting that the rules are applied fairly, without fear, without favour. That's what Mary Lou MacDonald said a little earlier on Morning Ireland. Well, the political heat is almost at boiling point for Sinn Féin following the resignation of Brian Stanley, the party's Laoise Offaly TD. Mary Lou MacDonald has said she was not in a position to comment on the allegation made against him. However, the party has referred the matter to An Garda Síochána. And speaking in Luxembourg this morning, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has questioned whether or not Sinn Féin should have referred those allegations to the Gardaí earlier. Well, joining me on the line now is Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. In a moment, we'll speak to Pádraig Tobin, who's leader of Aontú and TD for Meath West, of course, a former member of Sinn Féin. But first, Pat, to you, and I know you heard Mary Lou MacDonald earlier. What's your assessment of what level of crisis is facing Sinn Féin at the moment, given that this comes off the back of a resignation of another TD, also this very serious issue with a former employee in the party's Northern Ireland office? Where are we at today? Where is Sinn Féin at?
It's in a very difficult position, I think, Claire. Bear in mind that we may be, I guess we don't know for sure, but we may be only weeks away from a general election, and Sinn Féin is facing these four issues. Before the weekend, there was just two issues, very serious ones. The affair of the Stormont press officer who's pleaded guilty to child sex abuse charges and who was given references by senior figures in Sinn Féin, and all the outstanding questions that still attend to that. There was the resignation of the Kildare TD, Patricia Ryan, which happened last week, and as Jennifer Bray was reporting in our paper on Saturday, there was allegations that the local organisation in Kildare was told that it couldn't ask Mary Lou MacDonald certain types of questions, and that there is. And then over the weekend, there was two further revelations. The Irish Independent reported on Saturday that a senior party figure had resigned after a text message to a 17-year-old party member. And then on Saturday night, we had the Brian Stanley resignation. So these four issues are coming at a time. All of them still have questions arising out of them. Sinn Féin is, I think, going to have to answer some of those questions. There's a question and answer session in the Dáil, or there's a debate in the Dáil tomorrow on child protection, much of which will circle around the Stormont controversy. And as I say, there's the possibility of an election in the coming weeks. So it really is, I think, the most serious crisis for Mary Lou MacDonald's leadership.
Okay, well, let's focus a little on what we've heard this morning and the details that we know around this Brian Stanley situation, because your own paper is reporting that the Sinn Féin internal inquiry into the allegations made against him reached this preliminary conclusion of gross misconduct. This was before he resigned. Now, we know that Brian Stanley has questioned the entire process. He described it as a kangaroo court. Mary Lou MacDonald earlier said she can't comment in that regard. She actually said there were no final findings because the process was suspended because Deputy Stanley resigned. So we have two conflicting accounts of what happened, which led to this point where we are today.
Yeah, so I think what happened is that the complaint was made during the summer, the internal inquiry that, as you say, Brian Stanley has questioned the conduct of, comparing it to a type of kangaroo court. That process reached its preliminary conclusions, I think about 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. And it circulated the parties to that inquiry with its draft findings. Those draft findings included preliminary conclusion that the complaint made about Brian Stanley was true, that he had breached Sinn Féin's ethics code, and it made a finding of gross misconduct against him. Now, it's important to say that that was a preliminary finding that both, that the parties to the inquiry are then invited to make their responses to those findings. But it is not unheard of, but it is unusual for those draft findings to be overturned as a result of the final representations. Mm-hmm. But that process has now been interrupted by Mr. Stanley's resignation. So in a way, that inquiry will not reach a conclusion. It's unclear really where that goes from here. But Sinn Féin, as you say, have referred the entire matter to the Gardaí. And I think there are kind of two questions here now, Claire. There's, why was that reference made to the Gardaí now and not previously? If the allegations made against him were of sufficient seriousness to go to the Gardaí now, why did that not happen before the party had done its own inquiry? But I suppose the bigger question, in a way, that people will want to know is, what happened here? And we're no closer to finding that out.
Right. Now, Mary Lou McDonald is likely to be urged to use all privilege to put all of these matters on the record and clear it all up as early as tomorrow. Is that likely to happen, given what we heard this morning? And we bear in mind that there are no conclusions from that report, no published conclusions, because as she explained to us, it couldn't have happened because the process didn't end. It was this morning that both parties were supposed to feed back into that before the final report could be issued. But are you expecting her to make a dull statement on this?
I think it's kind of hard to see which way Mary Lou McDonald turns now. And bear in mind, as we said earlier, this is just one of a number of issues that she is likely to be questioned about by government and perhaps other opposition TDs in the Dáil tomorrow. She may well simply say that she can't comment on the Stanley affair because it's now a matter for the Gardaí. And, you know, perhaps that was part of the intention of making that reference, that it might effectively shut down further inquiries into it. But under Dáil privilege, I suppose TDs, just as she is entitled to say what she wants, also TDs are entitled to put on record their views about what she's saying.
It was interesting that she said this was an independent process. She was aware that a complaint had been made against Brian Stanley, but she wasn't briefed on the detail of it until he resigned on Saturday night. So can we surmise from all of that if Brian Stanley had not resigned from Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald would know nothing about the complaint, the investigation into it, or the counterclaim?
Well, I think we can presume that she would be made aware of the findings of if the Sinn Féin inquiry were allowed to reach a final conclusion, that she would be briefed about that before it was made public. It would be very curious if she wasn't kept in the loop about that, if it was going to be published, and if the preliminary findings or the draft findings were to be those that would become the final findings, if you like, then that is something she would certainly need to know about, because it would be a finding of gross misconduct against one of her TDs.
But as you said earlier, there isn't clarity about what changed during the course of the party's own procedures and this inquiry that resulted in them referring this to the Gardaí over the weekend.
Yeah, Mary Lou McDonald has talked repeatedly about an abundance of caution. I don't really know what that means. If complaints are of a criminal nature, and bear in mind that Sinn Féin had access to legal advice from a barrister who was involved in this process, one would imagine that he or she would have some idea of what a criminal complaint might be, even if Mary Lou herself isn't a lawyer. So I don't think that has been satisfactorily explained, to be honest, and I think it's one of the things that she's likely to be pursued about.
Okay, but she did say, had the initial complaint been of a criminal nature, the party would have gone straight to the Gardaí. We have asked for someone from Sinn Féin to come and speak to us. We've also invited Brian Stanley onto the programme, and both of those invitations remain open. To Pather Tobin now, Aintu leader and TD for Meath West. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, you were Sinn Féin TD from 2004 to 2018. You left the party then over the issue of abortion. From what you heard this morning, does it tally with how moments of crisis were dealt with in the party in your time? Does the procedure sound familiar?
Yeah, I think there's a very, let's say, centralised power structure within Sinn Féin. So, in other words, power is held by a very small number of individuals and management. And also, you know, TDs are probably have less influence within Sinn Féin than they do in other political parties. So in other words, you know, for example, when I was there at least, and it may have well changed since, but, you know, parliamentary party meetings were TDs plus staff. And also, there were more like focus groups than a decision-making body. So in other words, people were entitled to give their views, and those views would be maybe listened to, but, you know, you weren't making necessary decisions in relation to that. Also, Sinn Féin is a very defensive organisation, and that maybe comes from the past where there is an instinct that it's Sinn Féin against the world. So, so in other words, if there is an issue that is dealt with internally and remains internal, and, you know, the danger of that is that, you know, in reality, if a party really has no business investigating a criminal issue at all.
Well, she said very clearly that if the initial complaint had been of a criminal nature, the party would have gone straight to the Gardaí.
Yeah, but Mary Lou's also stated as well that she purposely did not make herself aware of what the nature of the allegation was. And, you know, I think that's a serious mistake because Mary Lou is, ultimately, the book should stop with her.
But she did make the point. There was a barrister supervising this procedure. The party chair came under that person's remit, and there were two other senior members, party members, one from North and one from South, on the investigations committee. So she made the point that there were senior qualified people in charge of the investigations process.
Yeah, I have no problem that the senior qualified individuals are in charge of the process, but it is ultimately the responsibility of the leader to find out the nature and the seriousness of the allegation. And actually outsourcing, you know, oversight of those issues is not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing. And it does go back to that culture where even the leader of the political party, you know, within Sinn Féin, again, doesn't have, let's say, the same power or influence that they would have in another political party, because of that really kind of centralised responsibilities and control that exists within Sinn Féin. And, you know, like, you know, even democracy-wise, you know, they do have the infrastructure of democracy internally, but it's very much top-down rather than grassroots up. And that's one thing we learned in AIM2, that when we set up AIM2, for us, we wanted to give power to the members and make sure that the members had power over the direction of the party. So I do think it is a serious mistake for Mary Lou not to have appraised herself of the nature of the complaint.
Okay, and she has said this morning that she wanted that process to remain independent of her, and that was her logic for doing that, and we take her on her word there. I mean, Sinn Féin, we have seen the rise in the polls, the weather hasn't been so good for them recently, but it has positioned itself as a potential party of government. Do you believe, given what you know, Pather, that the internal structure might be holding it back?
I do. I even think that, like, in any other political party where there was a massive collapse in support from about 35% about a year ago in the polls to 12% in the local and European elections, where you've had a plethora of resignations both at TD level, at council level, and where you've had criminal cases, such as the case in the north of Ireland, being treated, you know, handled so poorly, that there would be questions in relation to the leadership of the party itself. There are no questions over the leadership of Sinn Féin at the moment, and there won't be. And there lies in another example of the difficulty that Sinn Féin has, in that, you know, there should be a internal tension constantly making sure that there is oversight and accountability within the party. But because I think the membership and even the elected reps are actually so devoid of influence and power, there isn't that natural tension keeping the leadership accountable in relation to their stewardship of the organisation. And, you know, it is really disappointing. Many people would have felt that Sinn Féin were a great opportunity in terms of, you know, change in this country. But, you know, in the past, they did have a bigger project. And oftentimes when you have a bigger project, you can demand more loyalty. They've kind of flip-flopped on a lot of issues in recent times and don't stand for what they did. So that loyalty is going to corrode. And also because the party is in free fall in terms of support, cracks that would have remained hidden when the party were growing are now coming to the fore.
Okay,
and I think that's one of the difficulties that they have.
We know they would dispute that, and the invitation is open for them to come on and dispute that this morning if they so wish. Pat Leahy, to come back to you, do you think this brings the prospect of an election even closer?
Very unusually for me, Claire, I'm going to give you a one-word answer. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Mary Lou McDonald handled the question on her own leadership this morning when it was put to her?
Look, I think it was a difficult interview for her, as was inevitable in the circumstances, I think. I don't think there is a question. And I suppose there's a whole culture around the leadership in Sinn Féin, which is another matter. I don't think there's any immediate threat to Mary Lou McDonald's leadership. I think, however, that this makes the prospect, all this controversy and how it has been handled, makes the prospect of Sinn Féin leading the next government more remote. Doesn't mean that it's impossible, but it makes it more remote. And I think on the far side of that election, when it comes, if Sinn Féin aren't in government, you know, then I think there would be very obvious questions asked about Mary Lou's leadership within the party.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. Any further developments on that story, of course, we'll bring them to you. But Pat Lee from the Irish Times and Pather Tobin from AIN2, thank you both.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.